Good morning. We're continuing Chiyudim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Lamed, the Malach of Sod of Seda, and we are learning Simon Ches, which deals with trapping things to prevent them from irritating you. And we mentioned that this is mutter at different levels. There's the case with life threatening, which is always going to be mutter. Then there's a case where something which causes significant pain, to the point where it's like it's damaging you, and that's going to be mutter even if it does not look threatening. And then there's the level which the Chayyim is going to talk about, something which causes irritation. It's a small amount of pain, which is only mutter when the animal is actually in a threatening position. We said that this heter is based on the concept of Malach HaShenis Ficha L'Gufa, that since it's only the Rabbanon, so Chazal remastered this, the Yisrael Rabbanon of Malach HaShenis Ficha L'Gufa, because of the potential tsar which is involved. Now the question which you have to understand, though, is the Rambam passes Malach HaShenis Ficha L'Gufa as Chayiv, but the Rambam passes these dinim are found in the Gemara. And he passes these dinim, and actually in the Gemara itself, it actually seems to tie this heter to the concept of Malach HaShenis Ficha L'Gufa. So how could the Rambam pass in that it's mutter? So in regards to the calculation of how to understand the Gemara, there's an approach in the Achronim. I'm not going to get involved in that, but in the logic, we need to understand this. So the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah both have addressed this question, and what comes out of what both of them that they're saying is that there is a concept of Malach HaShenis Ficha L'Gufa where a person is doing the Malacha, and what he's doing is the action, but he doesn't need it for the regular purpose. And there are times where his purpose so contravenes the whole idea of what the Malacha is about, you can't even call it a Malacha. So there's a Malacha HaShenis Ficha L'Gufa, it's a Malacha, but HaShenis Ficha L'Gufa. Then there's times where a person is doing it where it's so antithetical that it's not the Malacha. If the concept of the Malacha of Tzad is the act of acquiring something by taking control over it, which we spoke about this idea previous shurim, so when here the person's total goal is to not have the item, to keep the item away from himself, to distance the item from himself. So this is the opposite of what Seda is. So we can't even call it a malacha. It's not a malacha HaShenis Ficha L'Gufa. It's not a malacha at all, because this is the total antithesis of what Seder represents, the act of acquiring something, asserting control over it, and taking it for yourself, etc. So that would be the understanding why, according to the Rambam, these cases are mutter. Let's see the case of the simon inside. Parushim ve'mi hakinim ashkarim hakoifsim. It's a type of a bug which jumps. Probably it's a flea. Avagav the ain b'mina nitzeda. It's something which is not naturally, normally captured. People do not usually take them for usage. We call malkim also lutzudon. There's still also the nitzeda. Even though it's going to be now two derabonans, it's ain b'mina nitzeda, ain b'mina nitzud, and it's a malchus and it's shikla gufa. It's a loss of derabonan imloy shehem al basaro ba'oksay. Unless the bug is on his body and is actually already stinging him, biting him. So to stop that bite, one is allowed to do so. The Mishum Tsar, Mutzul Tsudai Ulazurka. So because of the concern of Tsar, one is allowed to capture it and then throw it away. I will also Lahargo, but this does not extend to the Malacha of Shaychet, which is the next Malacha, as we will see. Because over there is a concept of Nathil Sashama, and that is going to be Chayiv. So the concept of Enumina Nitzit doesn't apply over there. There's no such rule when it comes to killing an animal. Well, it only applies to animals which you normally kill. There's no such rule. So sometimes when they would take these bugs off, they would sort of rub them with some things, their fingers, to sort of weaken them, they shouldn't come back. But there's a concern when a person does that, you actually could squash the bug and kill it. So that's going to be also, a person cannot do that. But a person can't. Now, there is a shita in Halacha which says that you do not have to wait until it actually starts to bite you. It's on your skin and about to bite. One is allowed to capture it and distance it in that situation. So If a person is again in the sukkah and there's bees flying around and the bee lands on the table, he cannot put a cup over the bee to stop the bee from flying around. If a bee looks like it's about to attack, so a person could do that to prevent the bee from attacking. Something which is a wasp, which is more painful, as Pesachim said, that goes under the second category of types of animals which, even though they're not life-threatening, but they cause a significant amount of pain, and one is allowed to capture those, even if they're not threatening, one is allowed to capture them to prevent them from attacking and causing pain. And so a wasp and a hornet would go into that under that consideration. If a person has a bee allergy, or there are young children around where for them bee sting could be much more dangerous, as to one is allowed to capture the bee to prevent it from potentially hurting somebody. There are those who argue that a wasp which is flying around, which is unprovoked, will not attack at all. There's no reason to be concerned about it. So even though theoretically it should be mutter, because we're worried about a potential attack, but since practically we know that they won't attack unless you provoke them, so there shouldn't be a hetter. This is the opinion of Rav Falken, Sefer Zohar Veshomer, that unprovoked. And there's a third possibility, which is asking a non-Jew to do it. Shus to shus to makom tzar. That's going to be mutter according to all opinions. The fourth possibility is capturing it in a large area. So you're adding another level of the rabbanon. We'll talk about that more in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.